A recent incident in Bennington shows that students of color are sometimes facing racially insensitive curriculum in Vermont schools. And it comes at a time when leaders are debating a plan to invest money in teacher training to improve racial equity in the classroom. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at the challenges that exist in driving racism out of the classroom.
A red flag went up as soon as Mia Schultz saw the worksheet from her son's current events class. Her son's a junior at Mount Anthony Union High School in Bennington, and the class was studying immigration policies in the United States. The assignment was a role-playing exercise, which Schultz says was built on the assumption that people who are coming to this country are criminals, trying to scam the immigration system.
And if you look at those worksheets, the role-playing that they described was the immigrant was to be scared, was to feel nervous, like they would have done something wrong. And all of the students are harmed when we perpetuate these negative stereotypes and ask kids to role play really, really sensitive and harmful situations.
Schultz is Black, and she's president of the Rutland Area NAACP. She says this wasn't the first time she's confronted administrators about racist curriculum. The same son was involved in a role-playing exercise a few years ago where he was asked to play a slave in a class that was studying the Civil War. She says the problem is not one teacher or a specific learning plan, but rather the systemic racism that's perpetuated when students take part in lessons like this.
This is like embedded in how we operate. The history of America really has been that the oppressor is always the one in charge, and these are the systems that were built by those oppressors. So, yeah, we're going to have to unlearn a lot of things.
The House Education Committee is considering a bill that would fund training so that Vermont's mostly white teachers get updated in ethnic studies. But Education Secretary Dan French says he doesn't think the state money should be used on the teacher training. French says he wants to see changes made to the state's education standards, and that, he said, will direct teachers toward more inclusive curriculum.
We need to take a closer look at what's being taught in the classroom, and I think the state has a responsibility to put pressure on the system to move in that direction, and I think a required policy, from my perspective, was a better approach.
Vermont passed a law 2 years ago that set up a working group that's supposed to look at education standards to better support ethnic and social equity. And they've already identified the language that needs to be changed within the State Board of Education rules manual. But in a report that came out recently, the group said making those changes on the local level, which ultimately controls school decisions, will be more difficult. Amanda Garces is chairwoman of the working group, and she says that while the standards do need updating, teachers also need to be trained and supported.
You know, at the end of the day, the teacher has that autonomy to say, this is how I'm going to teach these standards. So we're here in the long term. Our kids need it now, but the conditions are not fully set for us to change the whole system in one day.
Christine Nold is a sixth grade teacher in the South Burlington School District, and she's a member of the Education Justice Coalition of Vermont, a group of teachers and activists who are trying to introduce curriculum changes into schools.
There are moments when educators are really trying to embrace anti-racist curriculum, and you have folks in the community who, again, just learned in a different way, who have a lot of questions. And why is my student reading this book? We always read this other one. And so the systemic shift means that even beyond our institutions and schools, it's about really shifting the culture of what education could look like in our communities.
Vermont has struggled with this for years. Three different reports over the past 22 years found racism was pervasive in some schools and needed to be addressed. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.